I have a friend whose name is D.A.V. Langstroth. D.A.V. is a towering mass of a man, standing 6'7". But his stature belies his gentle nature, for D.A.V. is the classic gentle giant. My friend has been living in a long-term care facility in Orillia since December 2022. During those long, arduous months, D.A.V. has been confined to his bed, unable to freely walk about this fair city, due to his illness, the way he had in the recent past. D.A.V. liked to talk, meet new people, and tell stories. He would reciprocate with those who would lend an ear by sitting quietly and listening as they shared their hopes, dreams, and visions. The loquacious D.A.V. could walk into a room full of strangers and seemingly without fear, mingle and conjure up new friends with intuitive ease. I first met D.A.V. many years ago when, as a mature student at Georgian College, he walked into my classroom, ducking under the doorway, of course, and began his study of the Ojibwe language. We became fast friends when I learned that he was also a military veteran. We could speak the same language, the language of military slang and isms. It doesn't matter what part of the military you served in, most veterans can recognize their brethren and understand that the bond of shared experience runs deep. Over the years, our paths would cross many more times when I would see him at various powwows or protests. He stood tall among us. So much so that the Anishinaabeg would bestow upon him a nickname. He came to be known as Sabe, Sabe, which translates as Bigfoot or Sasquatch. The name was not to shame or belittle him, it was to honor him. Sabe, the Bigfoot, is a mystical person in our culture. Yes, I said person. Sabe is held in high regard and is the bridge between our physical world and other earthly dimensions. For D.A.V. to be named Sabe is quite suitable. He could place himself comfortably in any circle. Recently, my friend D.A.V. was featured in an Orillia Matters story when he bravely pointed out how his level of care in the long-term care facility where he is a patient was subpar, and how he wanted that situation remedied by the powers that be. When I visited him last week, he told me that things got better for a time, but since the story is no longer front and center, things have degraded somewhat. He was careful to say that he does not blame the staff. There are not enough of them and it would not be fair to blame them. He wanted people to know that he spoke out to help everyone in the facility. Maybe by highlighting his plight he may somehow cause change for everyone there. I asked D.A.V. what he wished for the most. He said, that I could get up out of here and free myself to walk about, breathe in the fresh air, and talk to people once again. I want that for him as well. I miss D.A.V. He is a fixture in our urban indigenous community and his presence is vital. His strength of spirit and his bravery in the service of others is greatly missed. I feel I would not be as brave as D.A.V. in his willingness to challenge the institutional structures that place he and his fellow long-term care patients in positions of unnecessary angst around their daily needs. I'm not even sure I would ever want to enter such a facility. I am unsure as to whether I could trust that the current governance of these facilities would look after my needs properly. I am old-fashioned, and I believe what my elders had drilled into my being, that one should treat others as they themselves would want to be treated. This is what I wish, for my kind friend D.A.V. That he would be given the same comfort that he gave others for so long. His is a life of service. A model for those who care for such things. Jeff Minogue is a former chief of the Beausoleil First Nation on Christian Island, former treaty research director with the Anishinaabek, Union of Ontario Indians, and veteran of the Canadian Forces. Minogue, who taught the Ojibwe language with the Simcoe County District School Board and Georgian College, is currently the manager of Springwater Provincial Park.